So I want to bring up 2 points on Lag BaOmer. So the first point is going to be about Rabbi Akiva, and the second point is going to be about Rabbi Shimon. So we know that up until the 33rd day of the Omer, Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Akiva's students, around 24,000 of them, were passing away until this night. It's a weird occurrence, and it's a weird happening. So I want to explain why exactly they were passing away. Why did these 24,000 people pass away, even though they were the students of one of the most holy people in history? So we know that Rabbi Akiva is famous for one of his most famous principles is Amar Rabbi Akiva, ve'ahavta lerecha kamocha, ze klal gadol b'Torah. Rabbi Akiva says that loving your neighbor as thyself is one of the most important principles in the Torah. In the Bible, in the Torah. So, how can it make sense that what many people say is that the students of Rabbi Akiva, they passed away because they weren't respectful to each other? So what does it mean that the students of the person who said the most important principle in the Torah is to respect one another, is to love thy neighbor as thyself, how can it be that they passed away because they didn't respect? So, the understanding is from Likutei Sichot, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson gives an answer. So, every person has a unique way to connect to the Creator. They can connect through fear, through love. Any way they connect is their own personal connection, right? So, what the students were doing, they only thought, I connect to God this way. If I treat my neighbor as thyself, I should teach them how to treat my way, not their way. So they weren't really open to other people's ideas. They weren't really open to what other people were connecting, how they were doing it. So when they would study with each other, they wouldn't agree with each other. They would disagree and say that my way is connecting to the Creator better because it's from love. But they said, no, it's from fear. So they would have a bunch of arguments. So that's one of the reasons that these people passed away. This 24,000 people passed away because they weren't open to realize that other people have opinions and that the every person has a different view on their connection to the Creator. So we want to learn from this that we can't go around, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, I'm the only one who's right in the room. We want to understand that everyone has a different approach. We want to be open to that approach. We want to understand people. We want to see what they have to say and see their side of the story. So, so Rabbi Akiva taught us and his students taught us that even though other people can have different opinions, even though other people can maybe disagree with you, you want to be open towards them. You want to be open towards them because they might be right too. You're not the only one right. So we can learn that we can be right and they can be right. It's not we can be right and they can be wrong. So we want to make sure that we can be open to other people. So that's the first point with Rabbi Akiva. The second point with Rabbi Shimon, it says the Chida. Chida is Rabbi Chaim Yosef David Azulai. He was a great Kabbalist and he quotes Tehillim. Tehillim is Psalms. So he quotes from Psalms 68:19. It says, "Alita lemarom shavita shavi lakachta matanot ba'adam." You ascended upwards, you captured captives, and you took gifts from men. So what Chida says is that David HaMelech, the one who wrote Psalms, is commenting on Moshe Rabbeinu. So what is this, Moses? What is this exactly saying? Well, he captured the captives and he brought gifts for men. What does this mean? So there's a story in the Talmud, in one of the commentaries on the Torah. So it says that when Moses went up to get the Torah from Shemayim, from heaven, he went to receive the Torah, the angels didn't want to give the Torah. They wanted to keep them for themselves. The Torah, they said, the Torah doesn't belong to human beings. It belongs to angels. They shouldn't have that kind of knowledge. So the argument went on and on, and Moshe eventually gave the argument as to why it belongs to human beings. So the angels still argued, okay, you can have the Torah, you can have the simple Torah, but you can't have the pnimiyot, you can't have the secrets and the complex understanding of the Torah. So, for example, the Zohar or Tikkuni HaZohar, all these stuff are the pnimiyot, the secrets. So what Moshe did, and this is what it means by capture the captives, he took Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's soul, he took the soul that was going to bring the Zohar into the world, and he brought it down to man. So that gift that he brings, the captured captives and bringing gifts for man, is taking the soul of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and bringing it to us, to the world, and revealing the lights of the Zohar. And the Zohar is the basics of Kabbalah. It's the understanding of the pnimiyot of the Torah. So what did Moshe do? He brought the secrets of the Torah to us, to learn, to understand. So if you look at the words of Tehillim, where it says, Shavita Shevi. So Shevi means captive. If you take the word Shevi, in the Hebrew word Shevi, it stands Shin Bet Yud. That's the letters.
Now there'll be a given in students that we can all accept each other's opinions. We can all see that everyone is right. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone has their own approach to life. Everyone has their own approach to the Creator. We're never wrong, and we're never only the one right. So we want to make sure that we can accept other people's opinions. We want to make sure that we can accept other people. So we can see an example that, let's say, even in the Judaism, we have Ashkenazim and Misfaldim. Everyone's arguing who's right, who's wrong, Minhagim and all this and all that. So who's right? Who?
Spaldim.
We do. Exactly. See, it keeps going. So we want to learn from Rabbi Akiva and his students to do that, to accept each other's opinions, even though it's not necessarily ours. The second thing to learn is that on this night, exactly, we can reveal the secrets of the Zohar, we can understand them, we can learn it, and accomplish miracles. I mean, we learned a story from my father that the Rabbi Shimon's deathbed rose up and floated out of the house. I mean, like, that's just like tiny things. Imagine what you can do with everything, all the light of the Zohar. So we want to learn to respect each other and to spread the secrets of the Zohar together so that we can create miracles for our lives. Thank you.
So my brother was talking about how Rabbi Akiva's students, and how until Lag BaOmer, which is tonight, how until then they died, about 24,000 of them, and one of the reasons, one of the opinions, was that because they didn't have respect for one another. Now, tonight, one can assume, and this is an opinion, that because they lived because they did have respect for one another. So I want to share a story connected to that. So there was a father with three sons, and he was a genius. He was studied in philosophy and Torah and literature, and he gave all his lessons to his sons. And one of the main things that he always focused on was respect for another person and loving another person, no matter if you agree with them or not. And he was going on a really long trip, and he didn't know what time he would be back. So he told his sons, you know, when I'm gone, please like tell other people what I told you. And so one of the sons decides to teach the philosophy part. One of the sons decides to teach the literature. One of the sons decides to teach the mathematics of it. And each son is telling the other one, no, you're wrong. I mean, I love you, you're my brother, but it's not the way that it needs to be taught. So they keep on going back and forth. They keep on disagreeing with each other. And then one of their friends, mutual friend between them, tells them, okay, you guys need to stop fighting because this isn't the way to solve this. So go back and think of like the warmest memory that you have of your father. So one of them thinks about their father tucking them in a bed at night and kissing them on the forehead and saying, you know, I think that the greatest thing that anyone can do in this world is respect another person, no matter if you believe in what they say or not. And it's even harder to do it if you don't believe in what they say. And another one is thinking about how they were having a fight between them, and he solved it, and they remained with their own opinions, but they were able to respect the other person's opinion. So reiterating what my brother was saying, it's not about agreeing with the other person, but it's about being open to another person's idea and be able to respect someone even if they have a differing opinion.